It's time
for drive-thru cinema.
Each week, we discuss
the film
on the drive to the cinema
and review
it on the way
back.
So, buckle up.
Join me.
I'm your host,
Brett Kill,
and my friend
for this journey.
To a new episode of Drive Through Cinema. I'm your host and driver Raquel, and today Dan is joining me. Hi Dan.
Hi guys, it's Dan.
Yeah, so we're going to go see Pet Sematary, which is directed by...
They are Kevin Kolsch and Dennis Widmeyer. I think I'm saying that right.
Yeah, I did some background check on them, and they've not done too much. And most of the stuff they've done, they've co-directed. So they're already directing duo.
Mm.
So, Pet Sematary. So it is a remake. This would be the second remake we're doing on the show after, we did Dumbo a couple of weeks back.
Mm.
So you've seen the trailer. What did you think of it?
I really liked the trailer. I really liked it. I think a lot of these movies, they suffer from sort of holding back, not showing you that. Like, the trailer itself was creepy. Like, I thought it was genuinely quite creepy.
I was so freaked out by it. I was just like, oh my God, the film is going to be so creepy.
It was so creepy. And I mean, I messaged you, didn't I, saying I didn't think you can make cats scary, but the cat is genuinely creepy.
I swear, yeah.
Unnerving.
And the whole thing is, I don't think it's the point that the cat is scary, but, for whatever reason, it is. So, I think we've, jumped ahead of ourselves a bit. So, what is the film about? So, it's based on a Stephen King novel by the same name.
Indeed.
What is it about? You're a big horror fan.
Love me some horror, and I love Stephen King, so I'm so excited. Pet Sematary, it's basically about this family, and this isn't spoilers, this is kind of early in the story, but their cat dies, and they find a place that they call the Pet Sematary, and it's this...
Literally a Pet Sematary.
A Pet Sematary, but when you bury things in it, they come back to life. But they don't come back as they were. They sort of come back in creepy ways. So, and of course, horror ensues from that. As you said, it's based on a Stephen King book by the same name, released in the 80s. And of course, they had a film in 1989, which neither of us have seen.
We were going to watch it, but I think that's too much horror for a week. I do think that, from watching the trailer and, there's a lot of trivia, because, with the book, I was reading that Stephen King, he wrote and he shelved it, and he was never going to publish it.
Mm.
And then his wife said, no, you need to publish it. And then, years later, he was like, oh, yeah, I'll publish it. And, that does sound like a thing an author would say.
Absolutely.
But, it's cool because, I don't know how it is with this one, but the original one was filmed literally, around where Stephen King lives. Because it was, based... He literally based it off his house surroundings and stuff, because he did that. He really based, with The Shining as well. It's based on a hotel he visited. So
yeah.
I think that's one of his things.
He writes a lot about Maine. A lot of places in Maine, because he lived or does still live in Maine, and so he knows the area well. Yeah, I suppose you write what you know, fair enough.
Yeah.
You know, he writes it well, so you can't argue with that. And of course, the plot of Pet Sematary, the book at least, is inspired somewhat by his cat, because he had to explain, when the cat died, he had to explain that to his kid. And that got his mind wandering, and eventually came with the idea of bringing the cat back to life, and then sort of took it from there. And Stephen King, one of the reasons I'm so excited about this, because I haven't read the book, I haven't seen the 1989 film, and Stephen King says that Pet Sematary is the scariest book he's ever written.
It's the only book he's been scared of himself.
Yeah.
So I think that's already a good start, because you're not usually scared.
That's a ringing endorsement, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I genuinely hope it's scary, because I don't know, I've been sort of disappointed. I watched... Let's talk about our horrors. Us, 3 weeks ago. Ah, didn't find it scary, and I was just like, so going in the mindset of like, please be scary, please make me feel something here, and it just didn't do it. So I really hope like this is. It looks like he's gonna have a lot of like jump scary type things.
Yeah, I suppose that's kind of standard, isn't it, at this point? But hopefully it'll be a bit more under the skinny kind of creep you out. I have to say, I don't feel like there has been like a really good horror film for a while.
I liked it.
I liked it a lot.
That came out like 2 years ago.
I think about 2 years ago because we watched it in the autumn. But I really liked it, but I didn't think it was that scary. It had some bits in it.
It has some really cool effects.
Yeah, brilliant.
But like, no, I do feel like, well, I do hope rather than feel, I guess, that Pet Sematary is like weird. I want it to be kind of, well, I wouldn't say if it was a comedy, I would say I want it to be quirky. But like, clearly not a comedy, but I want it to be. Yeah, like, what is it, like, horror equivalent of quirky? I don't know, different. Who wants it to be different?
I think the horror films are so similar so often. It would be nice to see something a bit different. I think Stephen King can do it, you know, like with It. I think It was quite different. I don't think it was scary, but it felt different. It wasn't, going through the motions.
At the same time, we do have to remember that even though he wrote the original book, this is a film interpretation.
Very true.
For instance, like didn't he hate The Shining?
Oh, hate it.
So, like, we have to, like, see. Maybe, like, he'll say, oh, this didn't scare me at all. And then he'll be, like, extremely disappointed. And people will cry. But anyway, like, I've seen IMDb ratings. Not so good.
Yeah,
I think like
Rotten Tomatoes was under 50% or something.
Yeah, I think it's kind of, like, in the middle. Like, I think it's going to be a bit of a... Well, okay, I wouldn't even say Marmite film, but, like, I don't think people will, like, love it, like, or hate it. I think it's just going to be, like... I mean, solely based on reviews, I think it might be a bit just in the middle.
I think I've heard a lot, like, when reading reviews and hearing reviews, I've heard a lot about it being different. And because it's different to the original, a lot of people have marked it down. Like, maybe it doesn't measure up to it, or maybe just they were expecting one thing and got another. And of course, that won't be a thing for us. I kind of hope that that's the case.
If you could, like, talk to the film and ask something off it, what would you say? Like, dear Pet Sematary, I hope you blank.
I really hope you blank. Dear Pet Sematary... I really hope you make us care. I really, really hope. I think, you know, you mentioned The Shining. I think one of the sins in that movie, and I'm not a big fan of that movie, is that I just didn't care. And it, you know, I really want to care about the characters. I want to care about the cat, and I want to care about what's going on, because Stephen King wrote such good material. I want to care.
I feel.
What would yours be?
I feel like every single week I ask, please give us something different. No, but I suppose I'll give a twist on that.
You'll do something different.
Yeah. Maybe. God, I don't know. Okay. I want dialogue to be really nuanced and just not on your face. This is going to be a horror. Or not cliche.
Okay.
Yeah, because I feel like a lot of the time, like, you can... And they do this, like, whispering thing in which, you know, like, there's a monster coming.
It's
Mommy! It's like, go hide under the bed!
There's a monster in the closet.
It's probably going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, maybe that. I don't know. I don't really know what to expect. I actually, like, I might actually, like, want the same as you. Like, I want to be scared.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I've ever really been to the cinema and been, like, blown away scared that I couldn't, like, go to sleep.
Pet Sematary, last thing we'll ask him. Pet Sematary, make us fling popcorn.
Popcorn.
I've never had that happen. I'd love a movie to do that.
I think the most intense horror watching experience I had was when we were watching Us.
Oh, yeah.
To whoever's just tuning into this podcast, we did an episode on Us. It's actually the first one. You can hear Beth coming out and just going like, I'm so scared! She was literally, I needed to go to the toilet throughout the whole film. Oh. And I was quite like, meh about it. Mm. So I was going to leave. And then she held my hand like, you cannot leave me. So I feel like, yeah. Oh. I guess like that wasn't like my horror watching experience as much as it was like hers. Mm. But I don't know, I want something like you something literally like that, just can't move.
Yeah.
That but yeah.
Incredible. Yeah.
Well, we're so we are nearly at the cinema, and we will we'll leave you with a bit of the trailer. Hopefully you won't get too scared now.
Ooh.
Pew. but anyway, yeah. So well, let's say we've already arrived at the cinema. Yeah, we're just trying to find parking, whatever. but yeah, so we're getting into the cinema now, and we'll tell you what we thought about it in our first impressions review
just
as soon as we get out.
I remember my birthday party. Church was out on the road. And everything went black.
It's okay now. Are you back?
Back from where?
What's going on?
There's a place rage brings things back. Oh, your daughter.
Are you happy, Mommy?
I should never have shown you that place.
But you did.
If you cheat death, there's a price to be paid.
I needed more time with her.
Sometimes dead is better. If you've done something, Lewis, it's not too late to undo it.
Cinema from watching Pet Sematary, and we're not going to drive just yet. We're just going to do this like review in the car because I think
we need it.
We're just in absolute shock. I don't know what that was.
That was staggering.
Right, go. You go first.
Okay. I don't think it was very scary.
I don't think, yeah.
I imagine this would work a lot better in a book where you don't have to see it. Because seeing it sometimes kind of made it less scary. Like, if you describe it, it's like, okay, but seeing it, it was like, that's not very scary. And there's some tonal problems.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in shock. Because, like, well, the ending,
it's such a, like, 180 out of nowhere. Like, and it's like,
what?
Oh, okay.
But, like, I feel on and on, like, the film more kind of made me laugh than it made me scared.
Yeah.
It was sort of, like, slapstick horror. Like, is that even a thing?
It was really, like, it was, like, very full on. Like, it just went for it. And sometimes it was quite creepy, and sometimes it was just a bit much. And you're like, that's okay, you need to tone it down a bit.
Mm.
It was like that, but worse, because it just wasn't scary.
Yeah, well, good things about it, though. I really like the cues and, like, the dialogue. So it gave me what I wanted.
Absolutely, it's worrying.
And it didn't give you what you wanted, though.
No. I did like the characters. I particularly like the dad to a point.
The performance was really good.
Jason Clarke always does a good job. There's like a few bits where it feels like there are certain things that just weren't there. Like, he kind of changes character towards the end, and it's just like,
yeah,
oh, there are some sudden
twists that are just like unmotivated. Like towards the end of, the beginning of the film as well. Mm. Like there's this bit, and like they, well, a big thing is that they debate on what happens after death.
Yeah.
The wife just asks, oh, so do you not think that there is heaven after death? And he says, well, no. And I'm just like, well, you're married. Like,
yeah, how did this
You've been
not...
married for like over 10 years
how
here.
How has this not come up before?
And what? I was just like, I'm not buying this. No, yeah. Like you would know.
There's something that happens in the wife's past, a very big thing that happened, and it's talked about a lot in the movie. And I kind of get if she hasn't confronted it like emotionally, but the fact that it's like, she's talked about like the husband didn't even know, like he kind of knows, but it got explained in a way. It's like, well, you're clearly not, either if you're explaining this to him, and that makes no sense that you haven't talked about this before, or you're explaining it to us, and we're not there. So
yeah,
it's a bit like,
that subplot felt like they were trying to force a subplot into it.
Yeah.
And like a lot of it was like done in a really like nice way, like the editing and like stuff, like when it intercut with like her kind of backstory. But at the same time, like we weren't really engaged with her as a character. Like she was interesting to an extent.
Yeah, it feels like she could be interesting, but she just kind of isn't. It feels like we're almost like missing her. Like we.
There was just some weird like, just. Some weird stuff, and I guess as well,
you said the sound's really good.
The sound was really good. Again, sound cues, repetition of stuff, and I'm like a big fan of when they show you one thing and then another time and stuff, like, and you start to feel like it's a red herring, but it's not. So like, I mean, these are all things that are on the trailer, all the cars, and like like eight times throughout the film.
And then
every time you feel like you're going to be scared, it's just a cat. And and that's why I felt like it was a bit like slapsticky. Oh, whatever. Oh, cat. Meow. Meow.
And it is. It's like, yeah, he gives her a scratch. And the next scene, they kind of just cover it up with a bandage. And it's like, okay.
Moving on,
I guess we'll go with something else now. And that's how it is for a lot of the movie. Like, it is, it's interesting. And again, I feel like this probably works quite well when you can voice the inner monologues of characters and you can play up the cat being creepier than it is. But when you see a cat, you're just like, this really, really cute cat. It's not a creepy... Like, they do a bit where, like, because I expected it to be much more graphic with the cat. I thought the cat was going to be, like, rotting and stuff.
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe
and
I
like,
didn't.
Initially, he was, and then
yeah,
it wasn't. Like, it became like a sloof.
Yeah, and so it must be hard to do that kind of stuff on an actual cat. I know they actually got a cat. The cat went to the premiere.
Yeah,
with a little bow tie. It was like,
we'll put a link to that on the show notes for your viewing pleasure.
Absolutely.
but like overall, I felt really weird about it. It had the pace, like the structure of the film was really odd.
It took a while to get going, get into it.
And then when it got going, it ended.
Yeah, like this thing happens, you're like, what's gonna happen? Oh, there's the credits. Okay. Oh.
Yeah, it was just like, oh.
Yeah.
Because like it starts with the ending. Like it doesn't start with the ending, but like it starts with the... like with a scene that would come immediately after the ending, I think.
Yeah.
Because it's like after what happens at the ending has already happened. And it's just like, I don't know, I sort of wanted it to be like that the first scene we see in the film was like in the middle. And then we got it like repeated, like they did in like Mission Impossible, like one of them.
Yeah.
You're just like, whoa. But at the same time, like it was really nicely like covered and it was good, but
yeah,
I kind of fell short.
Yeah, I kind of feel like it might be missing a scene or two, like something got cut out or something got changed, because it's just, it doesn't pop, you know, at no point were you like, I was like really liked any of the characters, or I really really felt the town was a town, you know. It kind of felt just kind of there.
It didn't, yeah, and there are so many things like, that we don't revisit at all. Well, at the beginning, the first patient this guy, like, treats, and then he sort of keeps just popping up, but like,
yeah,
what's the point? Like,
that felt, that was weird.
It was like completely out of place. I was just so confused by the film.
I'm very interested to see the older version now, because that is like a bit of a cult classic. It's very well liked.
Yeah. So I feel
quite
like
interested.
I want to see like how it's different. Out of five, what do you give it?
Oh, I'm gonna give it a 3 decaying cats out of 5.
Decaying cats.
I'm gonna give it a 3. I feel like it's getting there.
Yeah. Like a 3 stars for effort.
Yeah, honestly, because I feel like there's a good movie in there.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna have to be a bit like more.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give it a 2.
Yeah.
Because I feel like there were so many like missed opportunities. Like it definitely made us feel something, which is great. But it wasn't like the right emotions or like we were expecting, and we were like, what?
No.
And
like it's there are moments where we like look at each other and our jaws are dropped, but not for why the movie wants them to be dropped.
A lot of the time I was just covering my mouth because I was about to like laugh, and I was like, this is not what I should be feeling right now, like. It's not the Guess Out.
No, like, yeah, where it's supposed a dark to comedy, yeah.
But anyway, so that's it, I guess. So thanks, Dan, for joining me.
My pleasure.
Yeah. And for anyone listening, do share the podcast if you like it. If you like it or you don't like it, please review it on iTunes and everywhere else. And see you again next week where we're doing Endgame. Dan is joining us again for Endgame, and it's gonna be a packed car, basically people from like previous episodes, so yeah, Oscar actually and Beth are also joining us. So make sure to tune in next week. We're going to do it, it's gonna be released on the 24th because we're going to the midnight screening. So that should be exciting. So see you then. Bye. This was Drive Through Cinema. Join me again next week when we talk about our expectations and review yet another film.